Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
To what's happening and what you got on, you know, as far as color schemes and everything. But I still like to make it, you know, my own set. Make it, my own design.
Lexi, you've played the Elks Theater stage before, right?
Yes, we both have.
Now, tell me some of the other places around town. Have you played Stage 2 yet with the PCA?
Yes, yeah.
Now, that's real, real intimate. Okay?
Yeah, that's a black box theater.
It is a black box theater. And, of course, the PCA main stage is the old church, so you have 200 seats there. What is it like when you play a much larger venue, like, say, the Elks, versus, say, a little tiny space like Stage 2?
Well, the little tiny space is more interactive, and you can definitely see everyone's reactions right away. But I think the bigger crowd, the more energy you get and the more that the actors feed off of. So it's really cool having the Elks because there's also a balcony in it.
Sure.
So like there's people above you and below you. And so it's really cool. It's a really cool experience to have different energies coming from different.
You know, the man who used to be the general manager of the old Prescott Opry shows at the Elks. So he used to have him in here before every show. And I asked him one time, I said, Ed, what's the best seat in the house at the Elks? And he said, first row of the balcony, right in the middle. Best seat in the whole house. Best view and best sound. You know what? I think he's right. Because you're right over everything. There's nobody standing in front of you or anything. And great sound, you know, great views and everything. So let me ask you this. Because you are operating a dance studio, you've been involved in 70-something shows, right? What's the best part about choreographing a show? Because you are choreographing this, right?
Yes, yeah. I think my favorite part is kind of what everyone brings to the choreography, because I expect it to look and like be a certain way, but like it doesn't always work out that way because there's different personalities, different types of like feet that are dancing the dance that I originally choreographed. But it's really cool to finally see it like all come together once everyone's like on the same wavelength. And so it's just, I think that experience is just like of having like your work molded by someone else is kind of
sure. Cool. Is it still true that when it comes to choreographing a show, you're working and working and working to try and make it look effortless?
Yes.
kind of ironic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you can make it look effortless, it worked, didn't it?
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, John, as the director of the show, you're involved in the audition process, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you looking for when people audition? Do you have a preset notion of what each character should be when the people come in, or do you let them dictate that for you?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a pre-notion of what character should be as far as their, I don't know, how they are as a person or how they can portray that character. Sometimes height has something to do with it. You know what I mean? Sometimes you need a short person or a tall one or...
How important are first impressions? When someone comes in, do you instantly say, no way that person is this character, or that's my so-and-so?
Yeah, a lot of times you see somebody go, man, that's going to be that particular character. But a lot of times people can actually grow into a role and make it even better and make it their own.
And there are children involved in this show, right?
In Annie, there is not in Rocky Horror.
Because you're here for Rocky Horror and Annie. Yeah. And Annie is coming on November 17th at 7 p.m. and the 18th at 2 and 7, right, Lexi?
Yes, that's correct.
And that's also at the Elks?
Yeah.
Now you've worked with kids, you know, all the time because you have the dance studio. Give me some of the ideas that you need to work with kids.
Patience.
Any teacher would tell you that, right?
Yeah. I think honestly, like, I'll be completely honest with you. My orphans are so good this year. Like, I've never honestly had like an experience where like every child is so invested, and it's really cool because like the more that they're invested, the more energy they give me, and they put into their dances. So like once I had my first like choreography rehearsal with my orphans, I was like, I'm going to add a lot more moves that I wasn't going to originally because they're ready for it.
Yeah. Tell me about what it's like for the kids to be rehearsing so many times, to get it down right, to practice that kind of discipline. And then on opening night in front of a live audience, they see and they hear the audience reaction.
It's definitely, it's hard for them to imagine it at first because all they see is that they're rehearsing it over and over and over again, and it's kind of getting annoying and boring. Yeah. And but once they finally get in front of the audience, like, they're so excited and they're so happy to be there.
They just want
to
burst, don't they?
Understand. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Take us back the very first time you were on stage. Remember how old you were?
I was 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And did that sound of the audience kind of get to you, like the applause and the laughs and the cheers?
Yeah, but I was more nervous, so I didn't
really
do my line.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
See, I can identify with that because I was first took by hearing the laughter from the audience. Problem was, it was a drama. So, John, tell me what it's like to with a community theater production like this. And we're talking a musical, Rocky Horror, right?
Okay.
What's it like to wear so many hats? How in the world do you divide your authority?
It's tough. A lot of times you got to rely on other people. You give them small tasks to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I got Lexi here to do the dancing because that's really not my forte.
That's not your forte, yeah.
But yeah, you got to have passion for it. And I believe when you have passion for something, you can do anything you want to do.
Mm-hmm. And about how much time elapses between your first auditions and showtime? About how much time they have to prepare for their role?
We've been working on it for like 2 months.
Yeah, I'd say 2 to 3 months.
That long, really?
Yeah.
Do you ever have, in this day and age, see, the one reason I have never tried out for a show, I don't know if I could remember my lines. Have you ever had an actor just forget their lines on the stage? Lexi, John?
I forgot my lines on stage before.
Did you really? What do you do?
I'll be honest with you again. Lexi was there, and she had my back. She kept going on with the show. And
so, Lexi,
better.
When you prepare for a show, because you've been in so many of them, do you also sometimes learn the other actor's lines?
You kind of have to, because if something does go wrong or if an actor or actress, like, just doesn't enter or something, you have to, like, know how to pick it up. Mm-hmm. So I guess that it kind of goes hand in hand with learning your lines.
Mm-hmm. Did either of you see the recent PCA production of Noises Off?
Yes.
You saw. John, did you see it?
I didn't get a chance to see that one.
As a set designer, well, Lexi, you can tell this because you were there.
Yeah.
As a set designer, that was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. And Lexi, as a performer, you had to wonder, how in the world did they get the timing down the way they did?
Exactly. Yeah. They had to have had their set, like, the second week of rehearsal
in order to
get that all choreographed the right way.
Yeah, and they had to have three different scenes on the same set, but they rotated the set to have an inside and an outside.
Yeah.
And all of the entrances and exits had to be, I mean, right on or the whole thing falls apart. It was just amazing.
Yeah.
So what's the toughest show you've ever been involved in? Because you've had a lot of them.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to have to think about that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the meantime, this is called One Stage Family Theater, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who's involved with this? Who is putting this on?
Okay, so Annie, are you talking about?
And Rocky Horror.
Okay, so Rocky Horror is produced by my dance studio.
Mm-hmm.
And then Annie, that's by One Stage Family Theater. And Shauna Lujan.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom owned that one with John.
And that's
too.
Tammy Niekamp.
Yeah. Yeah, and my mom, yeah.
Well, speaking of which, I'm going to go ahead and make Lexi blush just a bit here. The current issue of Prescott Living Magazine by our friend Jerry Chin. By the way, this is a fabulous magazine. Prescott Living Magazine on page 61. There's a lovely photograph, and the headline is Alexis Lexi Niekamp, owner and instructor, Lessons by Lexi Dance Studio. And it says Alexis Lexi, see, she's blushing already. Alexis Lexi Niekamp, 21, is the owner and instructor at Lessons by Lexi Dance Studio, located at Prescott Gateway Mall. The studio has been open for over a year. It offers all styles of dance to all ages. Niekamp also choreographs and produces local plays. She'll graduate from NAU in December with a bachelor's in human behavior. Perfect for a director and dance instructor, right? Niekamp is a positive role model for children and adults in the community, to which she places an emphasis on giving back. She also loves to act, so you may have seen her on the stage. Her motto she lives by is wild and untamed by nature. Congratulations. What a nice story.
Thanks.
And congratulations on the success with your dance studio also.
Thank you.
John, what are you up to next?
Next. I don't know. We'll see where it takes us. So we're going to try to get through these two and I don't know.
Yeah.
We're still talking about what's going to happen next in the
Well, the shows are coming up October 28th. That's Rocky Horror. Rocky Horror Live is October 28th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $20. Annie is November 17th at 7 p.m. and November 18th at 2 and 7 p.m. Kids and seniors are $15. Adults, $20. Both these shows at the Elks Theater, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Any last words before we go?
No, just... With the Rocky Horror Show, it's kind of cool this year because, like, we've always had it, but this year we have a live band.
Oh, how cool is that?
And so I wanted to mention them, too.
Now, are they going to be on stage or on the floor?
They're going to be on the floor in front of the stage.
Very nice.
Yeah, so they're more intimate with the audience.
Ooh, that makes it even tougher for the director, doesn't it?
It does.
Having, the live music. Boy, you got to really have your cues down, don't you?
Absolutely.
So it's going to be a challenge. We appreciate you guys putting on these great local shows. Stay tuned because we've got Miriam Hombrick coming up from Habitat for Humanity. They're putting on Tool Belts and Tuxedos. Or is it Tuxedos and Tool Belts? We'll find out in just a minute on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQ&A.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Coming up on, that's Veterans Day, right, Miriam?
Absolutely.
On Veterans Day evening, that will be the 11th of November. It's a Saturday evening. It's a big day for Habitat for Humanity. And why is that, Miriam Hombrick?
Tool Belts and Tuxedos is our number one fundraiser for the year. We try to raise at least enough money that night to build a house.
Mm-hmm. And you have built, I understand, in this area, how many houses, helping how many families?
86 families, and we started the house for the 87th family.
That something? This has been 28 years in the making, right?
It is, has been.
You know, for those who are not familiar with Habitat for Humanity, the first thing we need to make clear, because we do this every time, this is not a giveaway, is it?
It's not a free house.
No, there's no such thing. There's no free lunch involved here. There's a lot of work involved, but boy, look at the benefits.
Yeah, people roll their eyes when I say it 100 times. No free house.
No free house.
Zero interest loan and a mortgage for 30 years, just mm-hmm. like you and me.
Yep. But the people who get these houses, they have to pay for the house, right?
Yes.
And they have to help build it, don't they?
They have to help build their house and other people's houses, too. Mm-hmm. They have to put in sweat equity, which is kind of the equivalent of minimum wage. Kind of
sure,
thing.
Sure. And one of the benefits, as we've discussed in previous visits, is that by investing your own sweat equity in your own home, you understand the systems in that home, don't you?
You learn how the house works. However, this is the first I've talked about it. We have a new class for our families this year. When they're approved by the board of directors, they have to take financial classes, and then they have to take what is called global priorities classes, which teaches trust and honesty and teamwork and working together and being a good neighbor. But now we have a new class for the families that are going to be going into their homes, and it's called Living in My New House.
Cool. And what's in this class?
It talks about being a good neighbor, being part of the community. When you move in your house, you should go and meet your neighbors if you haven't already met them while they were building it, to understand why people are hesitant about a new neighbor, not just a Habitat neighbor, but someone coming new into the neighborhood. So mm-hmm. we talk about that. The curriculum includes, you know, what do you do about internal things, you know, what happens if the GFI goes off? What happens if, who do you call when the toilet gets plugged? You don't
call
me. Can't
call the landlord, can you?
Yeah, you don't call me at 10 o'clock at night. So, I mean, it's just basic things that you and I on our first houses learned. But our families haven't been in houses for the most part.
That's just it, because a lot of them, most of them I would gather, have been apartment dwellers, and they just call the landlord when there's a problem, right? Mm-hmm. Now the problem's yours, and the more you know about that house, and the more you were involved in the building of it, the better you'll know how to take care of it, right?
Absolutely. That's why, and the kids, too.
That's key, yeah. Because I've seen kids and these families just take an active part in this, because it is their house, too, isn't it?
It is. We try to talk to the children children right from the very beginning when we start doing home visits on people that have applied, because the children need to know that their mom and dad or mom is going to be gone a lot on weekends, on that Saturday that we have them out doing sweat equity on the job site.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk to the children to say, you know, this is really important and your mom's going to be gone. But when we're done, 6 months, 5 months, you're going to have a room, you're going to have a place where you're going to be able to bring your friends home.
Sure. This is not only a maturing process for the kids, regardless of their age, but tell us what it does for the family, knowing they now have roots in the community.
Oh, the stability is incredible. You know, the statistics that we've learned from our Habitat for Humanity International that they're able to gather, the statistics about what happens to a family, you know, the stability, the education benefits as far as math and science skills improve, behavioral problems decrease when you have a stable place, you have a place to bring your friends home to that you're not ashamed of.
They can see an end result, can't they?
Absolutely.
Isn't that what a difference that makes? Because we've seen people in bad situations who fall in the trap of instant gratification because they see no payoff down the road. This is your payoff down the road, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah, what a great program. Well, tell us about the raffle that is a big part of Habitat for Humanity's Tool Belts and Tuxedos Bash.
Oh, the raffle. You can buy raffle tickets now, so you don't have to go to the event. You can buy raffle tickets.
You don't have to be there to win, right?
No, you don't. And the big prize is $2,500 cash.
Whoa.
And then there's a whole slew of lesser prizes, and I'm going to stumble through these because mm-hmm. I try to read them.
Sure.
The Amazon Echo. I hope the Amazon Echo answers things like my Google Home does, because I ask it questions all the time, like, what's the score of the Packer game? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, yesterday was
unfortunate. Well, with the collarbone and all, yeah.
So a touchscreen smartwatch, Mr. Beam Net, what is it? Net Bright 2-pack wireless LED security lights, copper cooking system, an emergency communication thing for seniors, but I think it's also good for other people. And then a wireless printer. And so we have lots of things. So buying a raffle ticket is one for $5, five for $20, 13 for $50. Of course, we're always thinking the better, more names you have in there, the better.
Sure.
And you can buy these tickets online. You can buy these tickets by going to the ReStore at 1061 Commerce. You can buy tickets by going on our website, PrescottHabitat.org. You can call up the office at 445-8003 and say, I want to buy some raffle tickets. And they'll take your credit card number over the phone. I mean, let me tell you, there's now this day and age, there's no way you can't buy a ticket.
Sure. And there's about 3.5 weeks before the event, so you still have time for additional sponsors, right?
Yes, we are.
And what are some of the levels of sponsorship?
Well, the big sponsor is called a roof raiser, and it's $5,000 to $15,000 or above $15,000. If you're out there and you want to donate more than that, come on down. Mm-hmm. This next level is called a wall raiser, and it's $1,000 up to $4,999. Next is a foundation builder, which is $500 to $999. And that's our sponsorship packages. And included in the sponsorship package would be recognition at the event, offering free tickets to the event, it depends on the level, name and logo and sign site of the house, post-event thank you. We do a full-page ad in the Prescott Courier, mm-hmm. and it says thank you to all the sponsors as well as all the people that have donated silent auction items, invitation to our annual donor event. Your logo can be linked from our website, and a mention of you on radio spots.
How about that? Very nice. Now, this is going to be on the 11th at the Prescott Resort and Conference Center, right?
Yes.
So describe the event itself when you get there. What are we going to see? What are we going to experience?
Oh, you're going to be dolled up, but you don't have to wear a tuxedo.
Okay. Well, and that's a relief right there.
Yep. And you don't have to wear a tool belt, but you can choose to wear a tool belt. People come.
Sure.
And we've had people that have been, 1 year we had a gentleman come in I thought he was wearing a tuxedo, but he was actually wearing a long sleeve T-shirt that looked like a tuxedo.
Oh, okay.
And was very well done.
Okay.
Anyways, it's dress up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Ladies can wear long dresses, short dresses, cocktail dresses. I mean, it's just a nice event. We're starting a little bit earlier this year at 5:30 instead of 6 with our silent auction items because people have said we didn't have enough time to see everything.
Oh, sure.
So we said, okay, then let people come earlier. They can come. They can wander the area where all the silent auction items are. Mm-hmm. They can kind of spy the things they might want. Like I kind of hang out at the table where Agnes Curtis has the certificate for 12 pies, you know, a pie a month.
Sure.
So I kind of keep my eye on that to see if I can afford to get it. But so far I haven't. I've been outbid every year.
Well, when you consider the people who turn up at the tool belts and tuxedos. I'll get it straight, Miriam. When you look at the people who are regulars at the Tool Belts and Tuxedos Gala, this would strike me as a great networking opportunity too.
Oh, it is. It is. It's part of our faith community, part of it. It's just a cross-section mm-hmm. of the community. We have people that come up from Phoenix. We have people that are newcomers to the area, and they want to meet people. So it's a great place to go to just meet people in the community,
sure.
to chat. I had some new neighbors that I invited last year to come, and they were able to meet some other people. She found a hairstylist that she can work with.
Oh, cool.
So, I mean, it's just a real cross-section. It's not, you don't have to have a lot of money. You can come and enjoy the evening. We do something called Fund a Need. We have a need. We're going to be building a house, so we do Fund a Need. And of mm-hmm. course, then we also do live auction items, which are trips. And we have a contractor that donates his services. We have places to go like Copper Mountain, or we have a package to Ireland. So
oh,
there's
wow.
there's a we try to keep it down. If you've got too many live auction items, people start dozing off a little bit.
Yeah, too many choices sometimes.
Too many choices and too long a program.
Sure.
So we're starting a little bit earlier, and we're hoping that we'll be done by 9 like we have been the last couple of years.
How about the families who are currently living in and paying for the homes Habitat built? Will any of them be there?
Yes. We always have a guest speaker, and we want to make sure always that our families are comfortable as public
sure.
speaking, and so not always is our family up there not doing a little bit of being nervous.
Just a little bit. But they're saying thank you for making all this possible, aren't they?
They are, but they're saying thank you as to what has changed in their life.
Sure.
The theme this year is A Path to a Brighter Future.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking at families, of course, that said, since I got involved with Habitat, this is how my life has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of our families has a story.
Yeah.
And last year, we had on our video the recipient, the family that were the recipients of the BuildFest house, which was from 2015. And this year, we have three new families. There are two applicants, and then the lady, the single mom whose house has just recently been started, and
mm-hmm.
to talk about what's happened to them in this last year, the last 6 months, because two of the people that are going to be on the video have been only in the program for 6 months, and their lives have changed substantially.
Just amazing. That's Miriam Halbrick from Habitat for Humanity, the Prescott area. Habitat for Humanity, building homes and building hope, correct?
Correct. Thank you.
And say hello to Alice for me, too, when you get back.
I will.
That's Miriam Halbrick from Habitat for Humanity. Stay tuned, because we've got Vicki Johnston coming on to talk about the Ultra Bar Water Health Store right after news with Nick on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live around the world at KQ&A.com. Don't go away.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fong.
Well, everybody in the Prescott area knows Cecilia Jernigan, and she's here on the show today. She is here standing in for Vicki Johnston. Now, Vicki is featured in the current issue of Prescott Living Magazine. We've had two guests today featured that magazine. Vicki Johnston, it says here, she's the co-creator of the Ultra Water Bar Health Store. And it says Vicki Johnston is a researcher, educator, co-creator creator and inspiration for the Ultra Water Bar Health Store. That's along with Jay Hare, who's the CEO of Alka Vitamin, I guess. I think it's a misprint there. Anyway, it's a Nevada-based company. Vicky has been on the forefront of green living since the beginning. She's opening the very first Ultra Water Bar Health Store in the nation right here in Prescott Valley, with additional locations coming soon, offering clean, chemical-free, toxin-free, healthy water, and the ability to buy a system that literally lets you, as she says, take back your tap. Well, Cecilia Jernigan, how did you first get involved with Vicky Johnston?
Well, DJ, thank you so much for having us on today. And I was so excited for Vicky to meet you. She says, I want to meet this celebrity, DJ.
Oh, yeah, right. We'll bring one in for her.
But I met Vicky over a year ago, and she is just probably one of the most fascinating, educated, intelligent women that I think I have ever ran across. And she was telling me a little bit about this idea of what she was going to be going on an adventure, and asked me if I would be interested in this. And the more I heard about what she was trying to do, not only in our region, but across the country, I said, you know what? I got to jump on board, because people don't know what they don't know. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and they assume everything's fine until they hear otherwise.
Exactly. And, you know, I always think about the guys in the military in the 1940s when we used to give them cigarettes. The government used to give them cigarettes.
Sure.
So that, you know, they'd have a lucky strike and they can go out on break.
And you and I can both recall TV commercials with doctors smoking.
Exactly.
Endorsing cigarette brands, sure.
And so it wasn't until the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, hey, we found out that, maybe smoking cigarettes might be a cause of lung cancer. You know, so when you kind of start connecting the dots, you try to figure out things yourself. So Vicky is the program director, the national program director for Alka Viva.
Okay, that was a misprint in the magazine. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to call them.
Yeah, Alka Viva is based out of Reno, and they have been around for 20 years. They make the most incredible filters that take out 99.9% of all the bad stuff. Now, when you think about bad stuff, you think lead, arsenic, prescription drugs, chlorine, pesticides, heavy metals. Is that in our water?
And the chlorine's in there to make it drinkable, isn't it?
Yeah. So we put chlorine in and lye so that it makes it a little bit better to drink. But when you really start doing the research, and Vicky has for over 20 years now, she's done the research. She's an educator. She's a teacher. You go to one of her classes, and you are blown away by the information. And it's up to the people, the choices they want to make. We call it defensive eating and drinking in a very toxic world.
And that would imply that defensive means you're just trying to not so much make the best of something, but trying to avoid the worst.
Exactly. Just trying to protect yourself a little bit. And we can do that by the choices that we make.
Sure.
Now, as Vicky is traveling around the country, because her and her husband, Larry Johnston, they live here, right here in Chino Valley, her idea was to open up these Ultra Water Bar stores, health stores, and educate people. So she was looking for a location where there was a lot of traffic, where there was a lot of growth, and she came across Robert Road and Highway 69.
A lot of activity there.
A lot of activity there. And so they put in, Larry and Vicky, with the company out of Reno, the first Ultra Water Bar health store in the country. So this is the flagship. As a matter of fact, the CEO, Jay, and some of the other corporate people will be flying in next Wednesday, October 25th. We're going to have the ribbon cutting, you know, with Marnie's going to be with the Chamber of Commerce. We're going to have Mayor Harvey Skoog, the city council, and we're going to actually do the ribbon cutting at 2 o'clock. And just introduce people to what's going on with water and defensive eating and drinking. So that's going to be pretty exciting. We also carry I brought some stuff for you.
I was just going to ask you to describe what we can see, our listeners can't, but you describe what we have here.
I brought some herbal products that we have in the store, and everything is based on herbs and just filling your body with really, really good stuff. This body drive I get a big kick out of this because my husband's retired, and he started drinking this Body Drive, and at three or four o'clock in the afternoon, and I come home and he's moved the refrigerator and cleaned behind it. And then a couple days later, he's moved the washer and dryer and cleaned behind it. And I said, do you think this Body Drive is giving you a little bit of extra energy? Because we've been married 20 years. Trust me, he's never moved the washer and dryer and cleaned. But when you mix these herbs with this water, this is the secret. This alkaline water not only has 99.9% of all the bad stuff been taken out. Here's the secret. They've put back in hydrogen. And hydrogen, if you know, is the smallest molecule on the planet, and that goes right into your blood cells. Mm-hmm. So it hydrates you so much quicker and faster and better. It's clean, it's pure, and we just tell people, we're doing, here, this is what we're telling people. Look at this here. Mm-hmm. This is the 15-gallon challenge. So what we do is we tell people, come to the store, pick up, 1 or 2 gallons every 2 or 3 days and drink it. Pick up 15 gallons for free over 30 days. Drink that water. Let us know what you think.
Really?
Because people really see a difference.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, I've lived in 7 different states. This is the first time I can ever remember that the tap water tastes different. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
And that's why, since I brew a lot of tea and a lot of coffee, I always use filtered water for those things. That's never been an issue anyplace else. Is that part of a national trend, or is it just our area?
You know what, DJ? I think, honestly, it is a national trend. I think what's happening is our pipes underground are aging.
That's the infrastructure.
Yep. And what's happening is, as just like our bodies, you know, as we age, you know, things start to kind of break down a little bit, and you need to have maintenance. Mm-hmm. I have seen pipes in other communities with a camera, and I see the water going through the pipes, mm-hmm. but I also see a tree trunk root actually growing through the pipe. So stop and think about that. If there's things that are going through the pipes, there's cracks. And if there's cracks, what's ever up above is going to come down and get into the pipes. I was watching when we had the Goodwin fire. It was so sad to watch, but I did see the wonderful planes that were flying over with the red retardant.
Mm-hmm.
That comes down on our ground.
And it gets into the ground, the groundwater eventually, doesn't it?
Yep, yeah. Eventually it does.
Now, what is the source of ultra water, or what do you put into it?
Okay, so the inventor, it's taken him almost 20 years, and anybody can go to alkaviva.com website. The CEO is named Jay, and it's taken him 20 years to kind of perfect the filters inside of the machine, and that's the secret. I mean, a lot of people have, you know, they buy these, they go to Walmart and they buy a $29.99 pitcher, and they think it's got this filter, and that filter is just a carbon filter. These filters have been perfected and have been certified by the EPA. With the way that they've created those filters, not only does it clean the water, it hydrates the water, and the oxygen is in the water, and it's all because of the filter. And we've just now got the new technology. It's taken about 6 years to get the technology where this is the number one filter in the country.
And since your plans are to open up many more stores, mm-hmm. how do you get the word out after starting here? This is not exactly the world's biggest media market.
Well, that is very true. But Vicki is already, tomorrow, she's leaving for Dallas. She's already working on several locations in Dallas. I think it's next week or the week after she goes to Michigan. Week after that, I think she'll be in Chicago. So the word is out there that Ultra Water Bar Health stores are opening across the country. It's not really a franchise. It's just reaching out to people that want to have more education of what's happening with our water. Now, what we're doing on Wednesdays at 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock at the store is we have free classes for anybody that wants to come. And in those classes, Vicki talks about what is happening across the country and why we decided to open up the flagship store here. Now, that was convenience in a way for Vicki and her husband Larry, because they live here in Chino Valley, and this was perfect for them to have a location here to start with. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool.
I'm going to include here a link, believe it or not, between your water and red wine. Now, we've all heard about the Mediterranean diet, the benefits of the Mediterranean diet, right? And red wine is a major portion of that Mediterranean diet. Now, from what I understand, the main ingredient in red wine that is so nutritious is resveratrol. It looks like resveratrol. It's resveratrol, okay?
Correct.
I noticed on the jar of Body Drive, which has, in addition to antioxidants, it has micronized resveratrol in it.
Correct.
And that is the element in red wine that apparently keeps people living a long time in Italy and Greece.
It's powerful. Here is, this is a list of all the herbs that are in that Body Drive.
Two or three of which I can pronounce. Yeah. Yeah, this is that's loaded. It really is.
Well, and that's just it. You know, we need to, you know, some people take better care of their cars than they do their body. You know,
Do you remember Jack LaLanne?
Yes.
Remember him?
Yes.
Well, we're dating ourselves, aren't we? There was a cover story on him in Sports Illustrated back in 1982, and he said the same thing. He said people will spend thousands of dollars to maintain their car and tens of thousands to maintain their home, but the one place they're in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, their body, they ignore.
Exactly. And the thing is, if your car breaks down, you can go buy a new one.
Yeah.
You can't go buy a new body.
Yeah.
And another interesting thing is, I had a lady come in the other day to the store, and she brought in her pet, her dog. And her dog, she said that she wanted him to have the best drinking water available. She heard about this with Hammer. Is it called Hammer Time?
Yeah, sure.
Hammer Time? She heard about
Sandy's show, Sandy Griffiths.
Yep, she heard about Vicki talking with Sandy, and she brought her dog in. We gave her a gallon free to go take it home and try it. So not only do we try to take care of ourselves, but a lot of people take care of their pets, too.
And is there an Ultra Water Bar webpage?
Yes, it's www.ultrawaterbarhealthstore.com.
Can't beat that.
Can't beat that.
Cecilia Jernigan, thanks for joining us today on behalf of Vicki Johnston. Stay tuned, because I've got some final thoughts, and tomorrow's Q&A guest coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, our buddy Matt Santos is coming up next with Talk of a Town, Chino Valley, coming up tomorrow on Q&A. Join me and my guests, musician Sean McDermott. He has a brand new CD out he'll be performing from. Professor Doug Holmes from Prescott College with a really unique story, fascinating story about the Granite Mountain hotshots, but not what you might expect. And Karen Russell from MVRRH with tips on managing chronic and acute pain. That is coming up tomorrow, Tuesday, at 3 o'clock, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQ&A.